Oregon's legislature is clearly going crazy, and it sounds like Washington State is not much better. So I brought on Washington State Senator Linda Wilson, who represents Clark County in the 17th District. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Oh, hi, Lars. Thanks for having me on.
An awful lot of folks, I think, including me, looked at Jay Inslee when he claimed almost 1,000 days of emergency powers and used the pandemic as an excuse, and the failure of his own party to call to put any kind of check on that power. And we said, that's absolutely crazy. It finally ended last fall. But now his Democrat friends in Olympia have said, we're not going to put any kind of check and balance on Jay Inslee's powers. Is that where they stand right now?
Yep, that's exactly the information that I got from the committee 2 days into the session. I was told that my bill wouldn't be heard.
So they're not even going to talk about it. They don't even want to discuss the idea of putting limits on any governor's power.
Right, exactly. And that's the way it's been. Last year, of course, was an election year, and so they had a bill come from a Democrat that did basically nothing. And so, you know, I've had this bill now, basically the same bill for the last 3 years, and not once has it gotten a hearing.
And by the way, let me point out to people, this is something that doesn't always happen in Olympia or in Salem or in Boise. This was a bipartisan bill. You had a fellow Democrat senator who put his name on it, right?
All 3 years. Yes.
So there are a few Democrats who think unlimited power for a governor is out of line. Did you get any explanation as to why they won't even have a hearing on the bill, let alone vote it out of committee and, you know, for the full Senate to vote on it?
No, nothing. And he was pretty adamant about it. I mean, it was because the ranking member really fought for this bill, and he just wouldn't hear it. He just said they too were not going to be hearing any emergency powers bills. Nothing to
no explanation, though.
Power.
No explanation of that?
No. No, just that they weren't going to hear him. The end.
Okay, so
period.
Just so we name names, who's the chair of the committee who said, no, we're not even going to, because they could have a hearing, they could take a vote and decide not to send it to the floor, or they could take a vote and decide to send it. Well, fine, we'll send it to the floor, but then other Democrats would have to vote no on the idea of putting some controls on the governor's power, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. They would. And it's Senator Sam Hunt. He's the chair of the committee in the Senate. It's the state government committee. And, you know, I think for the last few years, the reason why Democrats haven't wanted to do this is because then all of the results of the pandemic landed in the lap of the governor, right? They didn't have to take any, they weren't responsible for and be accountable for any of the measures that the governor took, because we have no vote. We have no power. We have no ability to go back to him and say, we need to weigh in on this. They didn't want to weigh in on it. And, you know, who knows down the line, if there's another emergency, whatever emergency the governor might call, then he still would have the ability to basically be unilateral decision.
I think you're exactly right in what you say. They're protecting the governor. They're protecting themselves. We're going to put a call in to Senator Hunt and see if he'll come on and explain this, because at least give the idea a vote. And if you want to modify, I guess they could modify the bill. Would you mind explaining to my audience how that bill would put some check on the governor's power while still allowing any governor of any party to be able to react quickly in an emergency?
Sure. We didn't affect that in this bill ever. The governor needs to have the opportunity to call an emergency in an emergency. And so, but we think that down the line, it isn't an emergency anymore, right? It's more like management like this particular case was the management of the pandemic. So what this basically, if we're out of session, 90 days after the session, an emergency has been declared, then all four corners, so the Democrat House and Senate and the Republican House and Senate leaders can vote to terminate the emergency in writing. And that's fine. And in fact, it wasn't the emergency itself that was causing all of the issues that we have been dealing with, like masking up and closing schools and being deemed essential or not. It was the statutory orders that we weren't able to weigh in on. And so those were all the orders that he was doing that we couldn't be part of. So in that case, all four corners or the legislature, if we were in session, if we're out of session, then all four corners can vote to continue the emergency. So they would need all four corners in order to continue the emergency. And
but that, That doesn't seem unreasonable to say for 90 days the governor can take absolute control, but then at the end of that, he needs, if he, so if you had a major earthquake, if you had any other kind of emergency, the governor takes control. 90 days in, he goes to the legislature and says, listen, I think I should still be calling all the shots, and you folks shouldn't have, the people's representative shouldn't have anything to say about it. And maybe they say, yeah, you're absolutely right, Governor. We'll continue it for what, another 90 days, right?
Or 30 days or whatever.
Or 30 days. Okay.
But if he comes up with a statutory order, like when he closed down the schools, then after 30 days of that order, then we would be able to come back and vote to continue the emergency or not. And that we had no ability to do that last year. Or 2 years, or 3 years ago, you know, however long this lasted, 975 days.
So Jay likes being a dictator right now. You know, the one I wish you could get to, Senator, is that I saw again today the healthcare institutions are all saying, oh, we're short of staff. And I say, well, yeah, you probably are. You fired thousands of people over the jab mandate. I said, how about dropping the jab mandate, hire back the people you fired, give them an apology and maybe some back pay, and hire some other people who say they're not going to get the jab. But nobody wants to confront that issue. Even today, the CDC just announced it's going to finally go back and take a look at some of the safety signals they got early on from the so-called vaccine and say, maybe we should go back and take a look at that. I think some healthcare institutions and state government could fix a lot of what's wrong right now by dropping the mandates as the Pentagon did and then maybe hiring those people back. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And of course,
I've been an advocate for that since day one.
No, based on your experience with this, if they're not willing to at least put some limits on any governor's power to do this kind of thing, they're certainly not going to say, oh, and by the way, let's drop the mandate and maybe get some of those people back to work so we can keep the passes plowed in the wintertime and make sure that the hospitals are fully staffed. That is Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th District. She represents people in Clark County in Olympia during the legislative session. We're going to call Senator Hunt, see what he has to say.